stuff. So Professor Mark Williams from the Department of Cognitive Science at Macquarie University knows what he's talking about when it comes to scent and memory. And Mark, how are you feeling? Are you good?
I'm very good. Thank you very much, Bryce.
Hey, so is this true? Like the relationship between scent and memory, how does it actually happen, right? Like there must be a process behind it.
Yeah, it's scent or smell is, or olfaction as we call it, is quite fascinating because there's a direct link between your olfactory bulb, where the scent comes in, and your memory centres, both the amygdala and the hippocampus in the brain. So they go, there's a direct connection. There's like two neurons between where you smell and where you remember things.
Yeah,
it's very different to all your other senses because all your other senses, there's 20, 30 different neurons it has to go through before it actually gets to the memory area. So you get this automatic response when you smell something that activates your memory centers.
And how deep does this go? Like if I was walking outside right now and maybe I smelled something that when I was like 5 years old, it was a scent that played a big moment in my life, but I've sort of forgotten about it. Could it be that powerful that you'd be like, oh, wow, I just had a big flashback or something?
Yes, it can. It's quite amazing how strong the associations can be. And especially if it's something from your childhood, a lot of people have, especially around Christmas time, they'll have different scents of different foods that they'll eat during Christmas that'll still give them memories of things that they did when they were kids or memories that they have as children. So around Christmas is a big time for that. But a lot of other things will also, different flowers flowering and people will smell them and they'll remember their childhood and so on.
Right.
So there is a big link between, childhood memories and because, that's when we're forming a lot of our really strong memories, strong associations. So it does play a big impact.
Could this work against us, though? Like, for example, here's a hypothetical for you. Let's say I've had a relationship and it wasn't like, it didn't end great. Maybe I'd look back on it and be like, yeah, it's not that great. And then you meet someone new and they smell very similar to your ex. And what if you love this person so much and you think they're your soulmate, but you just can't get this idea out of your head that they smell very similar to your ex? Maybe it's a pheromones thing, I don't know. Like, is that a legit thing where you sort of deep down chemical scent can actually like mess with your mind a little bit with that stuff?
Yeah, well, the chemical scents that we get, like the smelling is just picking up different chemicals in the air. And it's actually developed for that, so that we can pick up different chemicals and we can be aware that those chemicals are around. And, of course, one of the big things for us as humans and most animals is pheromones. So we release pheromones to actually attract mates or to indicate to other members of the species that we don't want them around. And so when we actually are attracted to mates, even though we may not be aware of it, it's actually got a lot to do with pheromones that we're actually smelling that have been given off by them. So if you've had a bad relationship with someone and you come across someone else that smells very similar, you're going to have a very negative reaction to that individual. Even though you might intellectually like them, you're going to have a lot of troubles establishing a relationship with them.
Damn. And so I'm guessing like it almost sounds like that you don't have smell preferences. You almost just have smell memories. Is that kind of right? Or I don't know, because I would say I like the smell of chocolate, but I don't know if that's because I associate it with, I don't know, eating it as a kid or something, you know?
Yeah, there's a real link between smell and taste. Of course, if you don't have a normal olfactory system or if it's damaged, then your taste sensations completely get affected by that. So you no longer have the same taste sensations. And of course, we know there are In Excess Singer who had damage to his olfactory bulb due to being punched in the head, wasn't able to taste anymore, wasn't able to smell anymore because of that, and it really affected his life after that. So it does really affect a lot of both your taste and how you experience different memories. So again, if you damage your olfactory bulbs, you then don't have the normal memories that you would have to different smells and so on, so you don't have the full life experiences that everybody else has.
And so if you decide, is it a decision is it a matter of personal preference whether you like the smell of something, or is it like, you know, oh, I just have good memories associated with it kind of thing?
Oh, that's a big hard question. It's obviously a big mixture. There's obviously a quite a genetic component to it. So we know that we are attracted to people who have similar pheromones or similar structural pheromones to our parents. So there is some sort of genetic component to what we like and dislike. But there's also, of course, a big experiential component to it as well. A really good example of that, of course, is if you've had a bad experience with a particular alcohol.
Yeah.
And next time you smell that alcohol, you're going to have the same sort of experience. I have a friend who had a bad experience with ouzo, and whenever she smells licorice, it doesn't matter, you know, whether there's ouzo around, just licorice will actually send her off, and she almost starts dry reaching.
And there's no way to reverse that?
There is. You can go through a process of rehabilitation where you actually are slowly experience that smell amongst things that you actually like, or if you go under hypnosis, you can be put into a state of, you know, an enjoyable state, and then slowly introduce that smell so that you can get over those sorts of effects. PTSD, of course, is a great example of that, where someone, if they smell something that they smelt when something really traumatic happened to them, they'll keep having those experiences every time they might have that smell. And you can go through therapy to actually get over those experiences or that experience from that smell. But it does take quite a while, and it can be very difficult, and